Tell someone you're from Arizona when you're outside of the Southwest, and you might get questions about where your cowboy hat is or if the OK Corral was real. That Old West lore still runs pretty strong, even here in our state. That's why a team of reporters at the Arizona Republic dug into some of those old tales of cowboys in wide-brimmed hats, and I sat down with one of those reporters, Weldon Johnson, to talk more about it.
We came up with a few stories that we thought, you know, kind of typified the Old West, how it still kind of has a hold on us mm-hmm. in Arizona. And we also wanted to, you know, try and tell some different stories. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that you would expect is there, like, you know, the OK Corral battles in Tombstone. I don't think you could mention the Old West in Arizona and not go into that. But, you know, we also wanted to look at some of the things that, you know, people don't always, you know, that doesn't always immediately come to mind when you think about the Old West.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what those are. What are some of the more surprising aspects of that old culture that are still around?
Well, one of the stories that I did for the section had to do with the Buffalo Soldiers. It was a group of African-American soldiers. They actually started off in different parts of the country, but they all kind of came together at Fort Huachuca in the 1860s, I believe, is when they first started to arrive. Different units came from different parts of the country. And they did, you know, the typical stuff, the post-Civil War things, like, you know, they guarded stagecoaches and, you know, protected people. But the units went long past the Old West. I mean, they served in World War One and World War Two. But after a while, they were just kind of absorbed in the other units. And I guess the Buffalo Soldiers just became history.
Yeah. I mean, so you hear that phrase, right? Buffalo Soldier, you know, a song about it maybe. But
yeah.
But a lot of this kind of stuff gets lost over time. Is that kind of
right.
Why you wanted to dig these back up?
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things that I found interesting personally. And one of the things that was most interesting, and I talked to a historian and also he calls himself a museum tech down at Fort Huachuca. And just the idea of how they got to be called Buffalo Soldiers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was different interpretations of how the name came about. But one that I mentioned in the story had to do with a particular soldier who was escorting two people who were out on a hunting trip. And they were attacked, and he just basically held them off, you know, by himself. And the story goes that he fought like a wounded buffalo, because they said, you know, they had stabbed him, they had shot him, but he still kept fighting. Mm-hmm. And so that's one interpretation of how they got to be known as Buffalo Soldiers.
Hmm. You also sort of profile some of the craftsmen around the state that still do some of those things that you don't really think still exist, like they make custom cowboy hats or saddles, boots, things like that, which
right.
seem like they've been lost over time, but there are still people who call this their craft.
Yeah, it's interesting in that, and we wanted to look at, I kind of call the story Modern Makers of Old West Things, and we wanted to look at people who are still doing things like that, things that you might even consider kind of a lost art. And, you know, there's a hat maker in Cave Creek, Eric Watson. He got into hats, oddly enough, when he was a kid. He saw Indiana Jones, and he wanted a fedora like that. And so he was basically doing things to try and make his hat look weathered. And so that just kind of got him into the whole idea of hat making. And so he went out and found, like, old tools to make hats. I mean, he's got, like, you know, hat blocks and things that are over 100 years old because he wanted to make hats in an old way.
Yeah. One I really liked is Arizona Boot and Saddle Repair. Tell us about the Perez family.
It was four generations. Well, Raul III is the fourth generation of Perez's who they do boot and saddle repair. They also do beautiful custom leather work. I mean, they've got, like, you know, chaps, gun belts. I talked to Raul III, and I also spoke with his father, Raul Jr., and it's funny because Raul Jr. was saying that he wasn't really thinking about this being a legacy business, but when his son showed interest in it, he was grateful for that. And he also says that his grandson, Raul IV, has also shown some interest in keeping the shop going.
That's so rare today, right? Having not only something that continues through family generations, but that is sort of unheard of. It sounds like something from 100 years ago.
Right.
What is it about these sorts of things that draws your interest? Why do you think that it's important that we still do these things and know about them?
You know, I think it's a connection to our history. But even beyond that, it's a practical thing. I mean, if you own a horse, you need someone who makes horseshoes. You need someone who can, you know, put horseshoes on a horse. These businesses still need to exist. It really is our history. I mean, Arizona is kind of a unique place in that regard. I mean, when you tell someone you're from Arizona, they have an image of, you know, saguaro cactuses or, you know, a cowboy leaning against a fence with, you know, a piece of hay in his mouth or something. So people still come here expecting to see that. People come here wanting to see that. And I think it's kind of cool that there are still people who still do those jobs. And I mean, this isn't just like a hobby for these people. This is, you know, their actual livelihood. This is what they do. And those businesses still exist. So it's kind of nice to know that they're still out there. You know, if you ever need a saddle, you know, I could show you some people to go and find one.
If you ever need a saddle, you heard it here. All right. Weldon Johnson with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.